Hi, everybody, and welcome once again to Ivy English. I'm Karen.
And I'm Wesley.
Today is April 27th, and please turn to page 81 in your magazines. And today, we're going to get our second new TOEIC lesson of the month. And I have to add quickly that the last one was actually pretty easy. Pretty much all the questions were just about simple grammar questions. But this time, you're going to have to go back and reread and check. I found this one a bit more challenging.
好，今天我们这个题目呢，比较难一点点哈。有的时候像这种情境攻略呢，它可能题目蛮简单的，你看一看就知道答案了。可是今天这篇呢，你可能要这个 reread 这个文章，你才有办法正确回答一些问题。
Here are our instructions, Part 7, Reading Comprehension. Directions. In this part, you will read a selection of texts such as magazine and newspaper articles, letters, and advertisements. Each text is followed by several questions. Select the best answer for each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following email.
好，所以呢，也是一样，在这一部分呢，你可以读到一个 a selection of texts. 好，你会读到一些选文，那例如可能是杂志或者是报纸的文章 magazine and newspaper articles, 那可能是 letters, 可能是信、可能是广告。那每一个 text 底下呢都有 several questions, 有几个问题。那你要选最好的答案 for each question, 然后把那个标志一下你选的是 A, B, C 还是 D, 把它标示在你的 answer sheet, 标示在你的答案纸上面。
Okay, now get ready to read some rather foreign sounding names. From...Inuchio Hamachi. To George Friedrichs. Date, March 15th. Subject, loan application from Gregor Armistich. All right, so we've got a couple of foreign names here to watch out for. With Japanese, you're probably more familiar with Japanese. You just sound it out syllable by syllable, you should be okay. So it's Inuchio Hamachi. And then you've got George Friedrichs, I'm guessing it's pronounced Friedrichs. It looks sort of German with a different spelling. And then we've got Gregor Armistich. So these are some unusual names. But when you see these names that look really unfamiliar that are not George and Sally and Bill, do not freak out. Just sound them out letter by letter because that's what English native speakers do. You might even do better than a native speaker, so don't giggle and be embarrassed. Don't do that. Just read it with confidence the best you can. That's all any of us do.
所以碰到这些外国名字有的时候你不太确定怎么念的时候不要紧张你就一个一个的音节把它尽量把它念清楚就可以了。因为就算是这个英美的母语人士他们也